Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace, describe a cultural activity you participated in, IELTS speaking tips. Cultural activities are a common topic in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in part two. Being prepared to discuss your experiences with cultural events can significantly boost your performance. This guide will help you craft an impressive response to the cue card, describe a time when you participated in a cultural activity, with sample answers and expert tips to achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the sample answers, let's break down what this cue card is asking. You need to describe a specific cultural activity you took part in. It should be a personal experience, not a general description. You'll need to cover various aspects of the event, including what it was, when and where it happened, and your feelings about it. This topic allows you to showcase your vocabulary related to culture, traditions, and personal experiences while also demonstrating your ability to structure a coherent narrative. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may warm up with some general questions about culture and traditions. Here are a few possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you enjoy learning about different cultures? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I do. I find it interesting to learn about how people in other countries live and what traditions they have. It helps me understand the world better. Band 8-9. Answer: Absolutely. I'm fascinated by cultural diversity. Learning about different cultures not only broadens my perspective, but also helps me appreciate the rich tapestry of human experiences around the world. It's a gateway to understanding global issues and fostering empathy. Question: What's a popular cultural activity in your country? Band 6-7. Answer: In my country, one popular cultural activity is the Lunar New Year celebration. It's a big festival where families gather, eat traditional food, and give red envelopes with money to children. Band 8-9. Answer: One of the most significant cultural events in my country is the Lunar New Year celebration, also known as the Spring Festival. It's a time of great cultural significance, characterized by family reunions, traditional culinary delights, and customs such as the exchange of red envelopes symbolizing good fortune. The festivities often include elaborate parades and fireworks displays, creating a vibrant atmosphere that encapsulates our cultural heritage. Part 2. Long Turn, Cue Card. Now let's focus on the main task. Here's a sample cue card you might encounter. Describe a time when you participated in a cultural activity. You should say what the activity was, when and where it took place, who you were with, and explain how you felt about participating in this activity. Sample answer band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a time when I participated in a traditional lantern festival in my hometown. This festival happens every year in autumn to celebrate the harvest season. The activity took place last October in the central square of my city. The main event was making and releasing paper lanterns into the sky. I went there with my family and some close friends. We spent the evening crafting our own lanterns using colorful paper and bamboo frames. Once it got dark, everyone gathered in the square to light their lanterns and release them into the night sky. It was a beautiful sight to see hundreds of glowing lanterns floating up. I felt really happy and excited to be part of this cultural tradition. It was a special experience to create something with my own hands and then watch it join so many others in the sky. The atmosphere was magical, and I felt connected to my culture and community. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to share my experience of participating in a traditional lantern festival, a deeply rooted cultural celebration in my hometown. This annual event takes place every autumn to commemorate the harvest season and has been a part of our cultural heritage for generations. The festival I'm referring to occurred last October in the historic central square of my city. The focal point of the celebration was the creation and release of intricately designed paper lanterns into the night sky. I had the pleasure of attending this enchanting event with my immediate family and a close-knit group of friends. We immersed ourselves in the festivities by crafting our own lanterns, using an array of vibrant papers and delicate bamboo frames. As dusk fell, there was a palpable sense of anticipation as hundreds of participants gathered in the square. The moment arrived to illuminate our creations and release them into the darkness, creating a breathtaking spectacle of countless glowing orbs ascending into the heavens. Participating in this cultural activity left me feeling profoundly moved and exhilarated. The experience of contributing a handmade artifact to this collective display fostered a deep sense of connection to my cultural roots. The ethereal atmosphere, coupled with the shared joy of the community, created a truly magical ambiance. It was a poignant reminder of the power of tradition in binding people together and preserving our cultural identity. Examiner's follow-up questions. Do you think it's important to maintain such cultural traditions? Why or why not? How has globalization affected traditional cultural activities in your country? Band 6-7 answer. Question 1. Yes, I think it's important to keep these traditions. They help us remember our history and bring people together. Without them, we might lose part of our identity. Band 8-9 answer. Question 1. I firmly believe that preserving cultural traditions is of utmost importance. These practices serve as tangible links to our heritage, providing a sense of continuity and identity in an ever-changing world. They not only foster community cohesion, but also offer valuable insights into our ancestors' wisdom and way of life. Moreover, cultural traditions often embody universal human values and can be a source of pride and inspiration for future generations. Band 6-7 answer, question 2. Globalization has changed some of our cultural activities. We now mix traditional elements with modern ideas. Some young people are less interested in old traditions, but others are trying to keep them alive. Band 8-9 answer, question 2. Globalization has had a profound impact on traditional cultural activities in my country. On one hand, it has led to a certain homogenization of culture, with some younger generations showing less interest in maintaining age-old customs. However, it has also sparked a cultural renaissance of sorts, with many people actively working to preserve and revitalize traditional practices. Interestingly, globalization has facilitated cultural exchange, allowing for the fusion of traditional and modern elements in creative ways. This has resulted in a dynamic cultural landscape where ancient traditions are being reinterpreted and adapted to resonate with contemporary society. Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: how do cultural activities contribute to a society's identity? Band 6-7, answer. Cultural activities are important for a society's identity because they show what makes that society unique. They help people feel connected to their history and to each other. These activities can include things like festivals, traditional music, or special foods that are passed down through generations. Band 8-9 answer. Cultural activities play a pivotal role in shaping and maintaining a society's identity. They serve as tangible expressions of a community's shared history, values, and beliefs, fostering a sense of collective belonging. These activities, whether they be traditional festivals, artistic expressions, or culinary practices, act as cultural touchstones that differentiate one society from another. Moreover, cultural activities function as vehicles for intergenerational transmission of knowledge and values, ensuring the continuity of cultural heritage. They also provide a framework for social cohesion, bringing people together in shared experiences that reinforce community bonds. In an increasingly globalized world, these activities can serve as anchors of cultural distinctiveness, helping societies maintain their unique identities while engaging with broader global influences. Question: do you think globalization is causing a loss of cultural diversity? Band 6-7. Answer. Globalization has both positive and negative effects on cultural diversity. On one hand, it's making the world more connected, and we can learn about other cultures easily. But on the other hand, some local traditions might be lost as people adopt more global trends. It's important to find a balance between embracing new ideas and keeping our own cultural practices. Band 8-9. Answer. The impact of globalization on cultural diversity is a complex and nuanced issue. While there are valid concerns about the homogenization of culture due to global trends and the dominance of certain cultural exports, I believe the reality is more multifaceted. Undoubtedly, globalization has led to the erosion of some local traditions and practices, particularly in smaller or more isolated communities. The pervasive influence of global media and consumer culture can sometimes overshadow local cultural expressions. However, globalization has also facilitated unprecedented cultural exchange, allowing for the cross-pollination of ideas and practices across different societies. Moreover, the threat of cultural loss has, in many cases, sparked a renewed interest in preserving and promoting local cultures. We're seeing a resurgence of cultural pride and efforts to document and maintain traditional practices. Globalization has also provided platforms for marginalized cultures to gain visibility on the world stage. In essence, while globalization poses challenges to cultural diversity, it also offers opportunities for cultural revitalization and hybridization. The key lies in striking a balance between global engagement and local cultural preservation, ensuring that the richness of human cultural heritage is maintained and celebrated in our interconnected world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your speaking performance, incorporate these advanced words and phrases. Cultural heritage. Noun, the legacy of physical artifacts and intangible attributes of a group or society. Example, the Lantern Festival is an important part of our cultural heritage. Commemorate, verb, to recall and show respect for an event or person. Example, the festival commemorates the harvest season. Ethereal, adjective, extremely delicate and light in a way that seems not to be of this world. Example, the sight of hundreds of lanterns floating in the sky created an ethereal atmosphere. Intergenerational, adjective, relating to, involving, or affecting several generations. Example, cultural activities facilitate intergenerational bonding and knowledge transfer. Cultural revitalization, cultivation, noun phrase, the process of breathing new life into traditional cultural practices. Example, many communities are focusing on cultural revitalization to preserve their unique identities. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high band score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing cultural activities, be specific. Provide detailed examples from your personal experience. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate topic-specific terms and advanced vocabulary. Demonstrate critical thinking. In part 3, analyze the questions deeply and provide balanced arguments. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking at length about cultural topics to improve your fluency. Show enthusiasm. Expressing genuine interest in cultural activities can positively impact your score. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, expand your vocabulary, and develop your ability to discuss cultural topics in depth. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you were involved in a group activity, which shares similar skills in describing personal experiences and interactions.